Ivy Lee method is so important in helping you keep focused on your vision. Just taking a few days to think about and prioritize your micro goals for the next day and how they impact your long-term vision ensures that you are centered on your long-term goals, and it forces you to keep them at the forefront of your objectives. Hello, visionaries, creators, innovators, entrepreneurs, and leaders of all types. Hi, my name is John Miles, and I wanted to welcome you to this episode of the Passion Struck Podcast, where it is my job to interview high achievers from all walks of life and unlock their secrets and lessons to becoming passion struck. The purpose of our show is to serve you, the listener, by giving you lessons, tools, and activities that you can use to achieve a passion-driven life. Now, let the journey begin. Welcome to Momentum Friday. I'm John Miles, and I wanted to welcome you to episode 28 of the Passion Struck Podcast. Over the past 3 weeks, we have had just some phenomenal interviews, and if you haven't had a chance to check them out, I would highly encourage you to go back and look at those that we did with Vice Admiral Ted Carter, current president of the University of Nebraska, Navy SEAL and NASA astronaut Chris Cassidy, my former Naval Academy classmate, and Dave Snowden, a world-renowned expert on complexity science and knowledge management. You're not going to want to miss any of those if you haven't had a chance to check them out. If there's a person who you would like me to interview or a topic that you would like to hear, feel free to DM me on Instagram at PassionStruckPodcast. Charles M. Schwab said, when a man puts a limit on what he will do, he has put a limit on what he can do. And he also said, for a man to carry on a successful business, he must have imagination. He must see things as in a vision, a dream of the whole thing. And one final quote from him, lead the life that will make you kindly and friendly to everyone about you, and you will be so surprised at what a happy life you will lead. I'm bringing up those three quotes from Charles M. Schwab today because I'm going to discuss with you one of the most important methods I have found prioritizing time. And last week, I did the solo episode on time management. Before that, I did an episode on living a pinball life. So this is the third message that I'm doing in this series where I'm going to talk to you about one of the best secrets that you can use to prioritize your time. Because basically, if you commit to nothing, you'll be distracted by everything. The Ivy Lee method, if you haven't heard of it before, is an incredibly simple way to prioritize your life by focusing on a manageable number of tasks that are working to achieve your big picture goals. A little bit of history here. Ivy Lee was an American publicity expert working at the turn of the 20th century, and he is considered to be a pioneer in the field of public relations. His method of prioritizing 6 tasks per day has helped entrepreneurs and businesses worldwide achieve their goals, along with many individuals, helping them achieve their passion-driven success. And I can't wait to share and unpack the Ivy Lee method more with you today. Now let's get on with the show. In the early 1900s, the Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, or Elon Musk of that time was a gentleman whose quotes I gave at the beginning of this episode named Charles M. Schwab. And if you're not familiar with him, he was an American steel magnate. As the CEO of Bethlehem Steel, he was the largest shipbuilder in the world and also one of the largest steel manufacturers. At that time, Schwab actually owned a 44-house estate, if you could believe it, that was equipped with a 9-hole golf course. He even started his own professional soccer team named Bethlehem Football Club. Schwab was known by America's greatest inventor, Thomas Edison, as a master hustler. His competitiveness was second to none. He was constantly looking for a competitive edge against his competitors, and he almost always found one. It was in the early 1900s when oil industry magnate John D. Rockefeller suggested to Schwab that he should consult Ivy Lee. At that time, Schwab wanted to increase the efficiency of his business and bring out more productivity to his workforce. So Rockefeller, upon hearing that, then suggested the consultant Ivy Lee. And at that point, Charles M. Schwab gave him a call. The story goes that Ivy Lee asked for just 15 minutes with each of the Bethlehem Steel executives, to which Charles M. Schwab asked, what will the cost be? And Ivy Lee said back to him, nothing unless it works. After 3 months, you can send me me a check for whatever you feel it is worth to you and your corporation by the results that I achieve. And 3 months later, Schwab wrote Lee a check for $25,000, which in today's money would be closer to $400,000. Within a few years of that interaction, Bethlehem Steel would go on to become the largest shipbuilder in the world and the second largest steel producer in America. And through that, Schwab amassed a net worth of over $200 million from Bethlehem Steel. And he was quoted later in life by saying it was the success of the Ivy Lee method and his involvement with the company that became the most profitable advice he ever received. With that as a backdrop, let me go on to the next segment where I'm going to talk about the six steps of the Ivy Lee method and how you can apply them for overwhelming success in your own life. The entire process takes about 15 minutes each day and should be done the night beforehand. The first step should be done whenever you start a big project, and it should be maintained and updated if necessary throughout the project. Here are the six steps to obtain maximum performance and achieve that passion you so desperately want in your life. The first step is all about defining your vision. Clearly and concisely outline your vision, your big picture dream, and the specific objectives that you want to accomplish in your project, whatever it may be. That could be your business, your health, your lifestyle, your wellness. The important thing is to focus on one thing in your life and what you picture that vision to be in the future. The second thing is to list out the six most important tasks in the next day to accomplish that goal. You do this the night before because you really want to think about tomorrow. What can you accomplish in the next day that is moving you closer to your vision? List out six practical tasks that you can do tomorrow that'll move you closer to it. And if you have more than six, remove the others from your list. One of the most important things with the Ivy Lee method is to only focus on a subset of realistic goals that you can actually achieve. Third, prioritize tasks and then write them out in a list form with the most important on the top and the least important on the bottom. Fourth, complete the tasks. Each day, begin with the first task on the list and don't move on to the next task until the first one is completed. And then once it is completed, cross it off your list and move on to the next one. Fifth, move the unfinished tasks from that day to your task list for the next day. Simply put, any of the goals that you don't achieve today should be moved to tomorrow's list. And they don't need to go to the top of tomorrow's list. It should be ranked in accordance with the other tasks that you need to complete. In other words, if you don't complete something today and it doesn't make it to the top six of the tasks that you need to complete tomorrow, remove it. And consider if it was really necessary and compelling to accomplishing your vision to begin with. And I find this one extremely important because sometimes learning which tasks get dismissed each day can be very, very valuable in learning what your true priorities are. And then the sixth and most important thing is to repeat daily. Spend just 15 minutes each evening prioritizing your tasks for the next day. Did you know that Forbes magazine recently cited that 70% of individuals who do personal development, masterminds, and one-on-one coaching benefited from better work performance, increased communication skills, and overall better relationships? And we at PassionStruck are obsessed with self-development, coaching, and mentorship. That is why we've created a free resource to help you unlock your hidden potential. Because people doing great things in business and life are just like you, only they've had a coach along the way. And we've got that covered too. Let us show you the systems and frameworks that we teach growth-minded individuals to help them step into their sharp edges, execute on their passion journeys, and get predictable results time and time again. Go to passionstruck.com/coaching right now and let's get igniting. The Ivy Lee method is something that's core to the PassionStruck process, which I did in an earlier episode, where our six steps are assess, prioritize, ignite, execute, measure, and renew. And once you start mastering that PassionStruck process, you can incorporate the Ivy Lee method into it. And really, the first two steps, it's as simple as that. And you may be asking yourself, why does this work? It sounds so simple. And that's precisely what it is. It is simple. In a word, it's minimalism. So many people get screwed up when they think of productivity because they think the more complex something is, the more productive it will become. And I believe just the opposite. I believe it's simplicity that truly drives results. And that's why, whether it's the Passion Struck process or this subcomponent, the Ivy Lee method, that simplicity can really help you propel your dreams forward. Because so frequently, when we're trying to make changes in our life or our business, we fixate on a highly detailed plan that is so hard to maintain and in so many cases just fizzles out. But the truth is, simplicity works. It works in business and it works in life. And the Ivy Lee method is so straightforward and easy to use. And it takes all the planning out of your day because the night before you have already mapped out the 6 priorities that you need to get done the next day. And wouldn't that make you sleep easier at night knowing what those are and what that task list is that needs to be done? In essence, it takes away all the pressure of just getting started. This becomes even more evident when you're trying to balance goals that may not be related to each other. For instance, if you want to focus on your health, but you put going to the gym or yoga class or doing some sort of exercise on the back burner so that you can focus more on your work, you will find that you will skip the gym or that yoga studio more often than not. But if the workout is always the number one thing on your list, it will force you to make the time before you go in the office to get it done. As a CEO, writer, author, and podcast host, the Ivy Lee method forces me to choose what activities I need to be focused on the next day and to prioritize them. When I sit down at night and I think about the priorities for the next day, I don't waste time considering my options or what to work on for the next day. I already have my list when I wake up, and after I do my morning routine, I can get started on the first item on my list. The Ivy Lee method is so important in helping you keep focus on your vision. Just taking a few days to think about and prioritize your micro goals for the next day and how they impact your long-term vision ensures that you are centered on your long-term goals, and it forces you to keep them at the forefront of your objectives. What I really love about this method is that it forces you to make some really tough decisions about what is essential, how do you use your time, and how do you get out of living a pinball life where you're reacting instead of taking action on what is most important. And lastly, one of the most important benefits of the Ivy Lee method is it does not allow you to multitask. And as a society, especially as we're getting more and more into our all digital futures, we have become worldwide a group of people who just loves to try to multitask. And you know the reality? A very, very small percentage of people can actually do it. Some say no one can do it. It's as if so many people worldwide collectively have decided that being busy means being successful. And yet there are so many studies that show it's the exact opposite that's actually true. And when you look at the experts in nearly every field, whether that's athletes, doctors/surgeons, entrepreneurs, businessmen, creators, visionaries, researchers, CEOs, one thing that I have found by examining hundreds and hundreds of them is that they all tend to be highly specialized with a narrow focus. And so what that means is that realistically, you cannot excel at any one thing if you are split constantly between many other objectives. It's just as simple as that. So you may be asking now, where do I use the Ivy Lee method? Well, I'll give you 3 ways right off the bat, and I'm sure you can come up with many more. The first is your job, whatever that may be. It's a simple daily task list that gets you to focus on what is essential. And you'll find once you start, it's very hard to have an unproductive day. Second, at home, you could decide to use it weekly instead of daily. It could help you with home chores, home renovations, home projects, odd jobs around the house. Just think of it this way. Is it more important for you to fix a leaking sink or restore a piece of furniture? Or is it more important for you to focus on a broken sprinkler system or to plant new flowers in your flower bed? The third area could be on personal projects or self-improvement. And I find the Ivy Lee method is one of the most important things I use, and it's something that I teach each of my coaching clients because it's the perfect system to get you moving daily. Really focus on those critical things in your life that you need to change, those obstacles you need to get over, especially if you want to live a passion-driven life. And in summary, if you take just one thing away from this critical message, it should be this: do the most important thing first every day. I hope what I unpacked there will help you so much on your passion journey, on improving your career, improving the way you prioritize your steps every day, and in taking a major step in controlling your life, your career, and your future. The Ivy Lee method is such an easy way to prioritize your daily tasks and goals. It is something that that you can easily incorporate to help you focus on your long-term objectives. Focus on those things that you want to achieve in your future. This simple trick is an easy way to get you started each and every day with what is most important and keeps you focused on your manageable objectives. And I hope you find this message today actionable and that you will take the steps, you will use this podcast and go back to it if you need to as a guide to helping you implement and prioritize changes in your life. And if you haven't caught those two episodes I talked about at the beginning, the one on living a pinball life and on the I don't have time syndrome, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to those two short episodes as well. And I like to end the show by always thanking everyone who listens to this podcast or watches it on our YouTube channel, John R. Miles, for taking the time to become passion struck and for helping us make passion go viral and for this show to become one of the most popular in the world, ranked in the top 1.5% globally of over 2.2 million podcasts. And I couldn't do that without you, our audience. So thank you very much. Now, I hope you apply this and you get igniting on becoming passion struck. Thank you so much for joining us. The purpose of our show is to make passion go viral. And we do that by sharing with you the knowledge and skills that you need to unlock your hidden potential. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the Passion Struck podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts at. And if you absolutely love this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes and you sharing it with 3 of your most growth-minded friends so they can post it as well to their social accounts and help us grow our Passion Struck community. If you'd like to learn more about the show and our mission, you can go to passionstruck.com where you can sign up for our newsletter, look at our tools, and also download the show notes for today's episode. Additionally, you can listen to us every Tuesday and Friday for even more inspiring content. And remember, make a choice, work hard, and step into your sharp edges. Thank you again for joining us.